Hello?
Hello, this is the Black Hood.
I think you have the wrong number, dude.
Oh, sorry.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is another episode of River Dudes coming at ya. I'm your host, Ross Jones, and my co-host today is EJ Leeson.
Dude, I'm your co-host every time. What the hell do you mean today?
I know it's every week, but I just wanted to say that.
All right. And then
I might as well just do my old one here. No. And joining you is your unofficial third member of River Dudes, Chris Conforti.
Yeah,
I have anything to say for myself?
We have a special guest, Chris Conforti.
We're happy you're here, buddy.
Well, thank you.
We're happy this beautiful man is with
us. Returning for the third time, Chris Conforti.
Third time's yes. A charm today, guys.
Yeah. We're really happy to have you with us on this episode. We were very, very excited to talk with you more about other stuff, and we'll get to it later on. But I guess we could start off and tell you that today we're talking about Chapter 18, When a Stranger Calls. Chris probably knows this, but the title is also shared with the 1979 film, which was remade in 2006. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a horror movie where this girl's in the house, she gets a phone call, and it turns out the call is, like, from upstairs. Serial killer chases her and tries to kill her, basically.
Yep, I definitely remember this. This is one of the 5 dates I've been on in the last 10 years. Well, I remember this movie.
And then this episode was directed by Ellen S. Pressman, who has done she has a large filmography. She actually has done a lot of work. She worked on My So-Called Life, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Charmed, Party of Five. She worked on a ton of TV shows. So she's a very, very experienced director. Also, this episode was written by James DeWille, who did an episode of Riverdale before. And we also have Aaron Allen, who has worked on the show Dallas, but also he wrote the Chapter 7 episode In a Lonely Place from the first season, which is that's a really, really good
episode.
That's
a good episode, yeah.
But Ross, I'll send it over to you if you want to start talking about the show. But
okay, I'll start off the episode. Betty starts the episode talking to the Black Hood.
Yeah, he calls and he's like, "Hey, you know me, right? I'm the Black Hood. What's going on?" Basically. And then is kind of talking to her about how she, inspired him to do the murders and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, "Yeah, I got that in the letter, but, why are you calling me?" He's like, "You and I have a lot in common. You're more like me than you realize."
Yeah. And then Archie and Betty walk to school together, and she tells him about talking to the Black Hood. She finally tells him that she's talking to the Black Hood. This is the first time she tells him that.
Yeah, in the Black Hood makes sure to tell her on the phone. He's like, "Don't tell anybody I'm talking," Well, Chris, actually, if you guys didn't know, that was actually Chris that provided the Black Hood in the opening sequence of the episode. So, Chris, anytime we bring up the Black Hood, I think you should do the voice. If that's okay.
Sure.
All right. So basically, what does he say to her? Do you know it verbatim?
Yeah, I actually wrote the script for it.
Oh, good.
So it was totally in my mind.
All right, good.
Oh, yeah, she was just, I remember he was just kind of just don't tell anybody that you're talking to me. And I know Archie gets a little bit freaked out a little bit by it. He starts to get a little panicked. And he's looking all over the place. What do you mean? He's watching us right now.
Yeah.
And he's looking all over the place. And I thought it was a pretty cool scene.
Yeah.
I thought Lily Reinhart, kind of steals this entire show.
Yeah. Oh,
she has
yeah.
like so many, like just as a, and I don't call myself an actor. I dabble in it. I'm not Mr. Shakespeare in the Park over here.
All right.
But no, just like I've seen enough movies and I think that she did a really good job throughout this entire episode. That's one thing I wanted to say is I thought she did a great job the entire episode of just going through a bunch of different emotions, and I'm sure we'll
yeah.
get to explain some of them as we go through.
I think her and KJ Apa just steal the show.
Yeah. Like, and especially in this particular episode, they like do such a great job, both of them acting. I mean, we do get glimpses of Jughead in this too, but yeah, Lily Reinhart is pretty much front and center as Betty and getting this phone call and dealing with the Black Hood. And like Chris said, you get to see this huge scale of emotions that she goes through, like mm-hmm. from being terrified to courageous mm-hmm. and then scared to, you know, like she's like going back and forth and it just kind of escalates more and more.
She does something wonderful too. It's really difficult to kind of pinpoint it, but like, not to go into Halloween, but she does like what Danielle Harris does. Like, she uses her eyes to convey all of that stuff. I noticed it more so when I was watching this episode.
Yeah.
The first time I watched it, of course, it's, you know, I'm just hooked. I'm not really looking for the stuff.
Right.
But like, on the second time around, you can notice, like, she does these really wonderful things with her eyes.
Yeah.
And her eyes kind of tell the story.
Oh, so they do, yeah.
Watch it next time you guys go through, because you'll be impressed.
Yeah. Oh,
she's a good actress.
Phenomenal. It's really, really impressive, the work she put into this episode in particular.
Like, and I have a backstory, too. I heard an interview with her online, and she said she never thought that she would ever get the role, because they didn't call her for like 2 months.
Oh, and, really? Yeah.
Yeah. And she didn't. She never thought she would get that role.
But that was a great decision to give it to her.
Yeah.
I think she's absolutely fantastic.
So she wasn't sure she would even be on the show or not.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's
they made a good casting call.
Yeah, they really did. I feel like,
you know, she has the most going on.
Yeah.
You know, like, both seasons, like, she has,
yeah, you know,
more
what?
So this one, but
yeah.
Both seasons, she has a lot going on.
Yeah, her mom puts her through some stuff, you know what I mean?
I can make the case.
Yeah.
And I think you can honestly make it. It's more so based on like her than it is so Archie.
Yeah.
Like, it's based on Archie too, but there's a lot of stuff going on with Betty.
Yeah, I feel like Betty is the backbone of the show a little bit. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I do too.
Like, a lot of the hardcore stuff that they get into is like Betty and the Coopers, you know, like her family.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, yeah, she is kind of front and center for sure.
I think, but she's wonderful.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Okay. And then V and her mom and her dad talk about the St. Clair's coming into town and joining them for a party for the open house.
Yeah, that's because they're looking for the donation.
Right.
Because Betty Cooper kind of writes a little bit of a hit piece.
Yeah.
On the whole south side and also the lodges in particular.
Yeah.
And so they're looking for like one big donation.
Yeah.
The players are really rich.
Yeah. And then they hint about Nick even being like into music and stuff, producing music.
Producer, yeah.
But yeah.
You think I'm supposed to be like a little bit of like the Iovine family?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
I think so. It kind of seems like that. Not to say that Jamie's like that, because I doubt it. But it kind of seems like that a little bit.
Yeah.
They're really rich, too.
Yeah, I can see that, though. For sure.
And then Jughead and the Serpents talk about what plans they have for the Northsiders. Jughead and the Serpents talk. The Serpents talk to Jughead at the bar that they always hang out at.
Yeah.
And they say to him, they hope he's ready for the initiation into to become a serpent.
Right. Yeah. And later in the episode, we get to hear some of the serpent laws.
Yeah. Yeah. The rules, rules and regulations.
Kind of, yeah. But
pretty difficult.
Yeah. But you see where Jughead is kind of like leaning towards joining.
Yeah.
The the serpents. You know what I mean?
Is this before or after they threatened to pipe bomb the school?
Oh, this is actually, they first threatened to pipe bomb the school. Yeah. And he's like, oh, hey, hey, hey. But.
if there was like two things where you could be, you know, you could take like the medium response or like the extreme response.
Yeah.
They went immediately to the extreme.
Yeah. But later in the episode, you do find out why he's kind of joining, because he like tells Tony it is because of Sweet Pea being out of control. Mm-hmm. And that if he joins the Serpents, he might be able to take leadership and guide them, like, in a better way, you know?
He's really a good person to do it, because he's been on both sides of it.
Right, yeah. But go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Betty and Archie sit in Betty's room and listen to the Black Hood as, like, Betty's talking to him on her phone on speaker. And he says he's right outside of the register looking at Betty's mom and dad.
I'm yeah,
right outside.
I'm just looking at your mom and dad.
Okay, I every week we talk about the Black Hood. I just want you to call in or something so you can do your Black Hood impression. He pretty much threatens Betty that he's
He does,
and he's like, I'm watching your mom and dad, and they look great. I don't know, and then he starts to threaten Polly a little bit.
But
Polly's like in and out like every season. So.
I know. It's like a swinging door. Yeah. She's like,
yeah.
In and out. Like,
hi, I'm here. Goodbye.
But go ahead, buddy.
Okay. St. Clair is coming to town, and V greets them at the Pembroke.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, she's like, oh, Nikki, you're back. Or not back, but you're here.
Yeah.
And so she's like, yeah, I'm going to plan, you know, something kind of special for us to do tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then Archie's getting like this real weird vibe from Nick.
Yeah.
Which he should. Nick is coming on really strong.
Yeah, like super strong.
Yeah. He's basically like putting his hand on Veronica, like
telling her she's sexy.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you're so sexy. You know, not like that. I don't know why he sounded like Dana Carvey or something. So sexy.
Tommy Wiseau thing. You're so sexy, Lisa.
But yeah, he's like, basically hitting on her right in front of Archie, and Archie's like, yeah, I don't know.
He's giving him like a weird like look.
It's like a little bit of pent up aggression there, because there's one part where he's just sitting with like his arms folded, and he's just like looking at him like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what kind of guy is this? But okay, go ahead.
And then Sheriff Keller visits the Coopers and asks Betty about the call from the Black Hood and what really happened. And
yeah, yeah. And then afterwards, we have where Jug starts to talk to Tony about the whole joining the Serpents and stuff and the reason why he plans on doing it. But also one of their first tests, they give him the Beast, which is actually a hot dog, like the little.
Yeah, the hot dog.
Yeah.
The
dog. Which is a comic book character. Like in the comics, it's Jughead's dog.
Yeah.
And he's probably one of my favorite pets of all time. Hot dog. Yeah. I love hot dog. Yeah. But anyways, go ahead.
Okay.
And so Betty and the Black Hood.
Betty and the Black Hood calls Betty again and talks to her about her mom in the register. In the paper, and he tells her she has to cut out her best friends out of her life, including V and Jughead.
Yeah, and so Betty's like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Yeah.
But maybe I should listen to what he says, because he basically gives her an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Of
choose your friends or your parents are going to be killed.
Right, but also like. He's pretty much not going to hurt anybody if she's doing everything he says.
Yeah.
Well, he seems to threaten Polly more than he threatens anyone else.
Yeah.
Throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
Seems like he's going out more after
Polly. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he even says like he knows the exact location of like where she is.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
But go ahead, man.
All right. Betty meets up with Jug at Pop's. Jug then tells Betty that he just wants to pick up and leave with her and go on a road trip and leave Riverdale behind.
Which probably would be a good idea if they weren't in high school.
So. Yeah.
But it,
it also, would be a good idea if they were in high school.
You never heard of high school runaways?
Oh, yeah. No, but he has a point because they are in a situation like this town has dealt them a hand that hasn't been the fairest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but go ahead, man.
And then Nick St. Clair invites the gang to his party at his in his hotel room. And Nick gives everybody Jingle Jangle.
Yeah, this is like the worst part of the episode.
So let's just talk about Nick St. Clair. It's gonna go into 45 minutes here, probably. Right. Nick St. Clair is probably the worst character in television history.
He is the Joffrey. Like, if this is like Game of Thrones, yeah, he's pretty much like the Joffrey.
He's just like the current version of Joffrey. Oh no, I love Joffrey.
Right.
That's the weird thing is I love Joffrey.
Yes, you do.
But this character sucks.
Oh, you know what?
He's just a creep.
At one point do you look at this and you say, wow, I actually hate Nick St. Clair more than the Black Hood.
Yeah.
Who murdered people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's a murderer. And I hate Nick St. Clair more than that.
Yeah. Like, you look at, like, some of the people that the Black Hood has knocked off, and, you know, like, he's kind of given his own justification for it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't do it. This guy
is. I know. But yeah, so they're at the party, and Nick St. Clair's like, hey, don't worry, I got this Jingle Jangle.
Yeah.
And everyone's like,
yeah, he opens his coat, and all you see is Jingle Jangle.
Yeah. And then Veronica, which this is like, I normally am all like Team Veronica.
Yeah.
This is the only moment in the show that I'm like, I actually was like, come on, man.
Yeah.
But Veronica's like, yeah, let's do it. And then like Kevin's like, I guess I'll do it. The sheriff's son is doing drugs. All of them pretty much just do it except Betty.
Betty and Archie.
Oh, well, Betty and Archie. But Archie does it because Nick St. Clair is like getting handsy with Veronica again. He's like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, like just to win over Veronica.
I think Betty has an ulterior motive too because she has something else that she has to do. So
right.
I think she's... Because we really didn't go into that either. She has to find, like, her own reason to split from Veronica.
Right.
Based on the Black Hood.
Yes.
Of his phone call.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically they're hanging out, they're partying, and then that's when Betty, like, Veronica gets... She says something, and then... Betty just loses it. Like, she goes off and she calls her a spoiled brat.
Spoiled brat.
And you're never a good person. You're actually a terrible person.
She's just using us up until her
buddies come in.
Her rich person from the past shows up.
And right. Yeah.
She kind of, like, really lays into her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know she doesn't feel that way, but at the same time, it does hit that nerve.
Yeah. And it's just like, And at one point, you're kind of like, maybe Betty is kind of right. You know, like, what if Veronica is just using them like this?
Yeah.
Normally, up until this point, though, Veronica seemed like a pretty straight-ace, like, good person. You know what I mean? Yeah. And she admitted that she had a sketchy past during the whole, in episode 3 with a body double, like, talking about Ethel and stuff. And she used to be, like, a mean girl.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's, like, trying to, like, recreate her image and be, like, a better person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the person she told that to was Betty.
Yeah.
So Betty kind of uses that against her.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes it look, you know, like, makes Veronica feel... like crap because that's in her words what she felt like before when she was like a mean girl, you know?
Yeah.
So, but go ahead, bud.
And then Betty gets another call from the Black Hood once again, and he tells her to cut out Jughead out of her life or he will kill her family or Polly or whatever.
And so Betty makes the difficult decision to cut Jug out of her life.
Yeah.
So she actually goes and tells Archie to do it for her.
Mm-hmm.
And Archie's like, what? Why?
Yeah.
And then she's like, I haven't been honest. Like, the Black Hood actually wanted me to separate from Veronica. Now, Jughead and Archie's like, this is not fair to you. You can't do this. And she's like, no, but you don't understand. He's not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
And if I go along with what he's saying, he's not going to hurt anybody. And like, so I'm actually.
She's forced to do all.
And you could see she feels guilty because the Black Hood is saying, "You're the reason you inspired me to kill people."
Yeah.
And now you're the only one that could stop me from doing this. Mm-hmm. And so she feels like this guilt, and she's trying to like do the best she can. Mm-hmm. Against like these crazy odds, like this is a serial killer putting her at odds with her friends and family and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. So, because at this point we didn't even mention she gets a photo from the Black Hood, and she puts it in the paper about her mom.
Yeah,
that's
not
even.
Because we didn't talk about how she did that to her family.
Yeah.
Well, so we forgot. I don't even think we went into really the handwriting thing when Sheriff Keller comes in. Insane. And they're examining the handwriting from the one that Betty got to the one that her mom got.
Right.
And they found out that they weren't
matched.
They weren't matching.
Yeah.
But we're confident as the viewer at this point that Betty's actually talking to the real deal.
Right.
Because, I mean, we've seen so much already that has come out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the whole thing that you were going into, yeah.
Yeah, right? And so she separates from her mom, mm-hmm. By posting this old photo of Alice when she was a serpent, mm-hmm. which no one knew mm-hmm. at this point. And then not only that, but she was arrested.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a mugshot of Alice. So she published that in the paper.
Yeah,
then she just flipped out on Veronica, and then she just goes and tells Archie to break up with Jughead.
Yeah.
So Archie agrees to do it.
Yeah.
And even though he doesn't want to. Yeah. So he goes there, and he shows up at the trailer park and gets Jughead.
Jughead's looking like he's going to a UFC fight or
something. I know, yeah. He's got, like hand the taped white up. Peter yeah.
hands taped up, and we're like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah.
And he's still wearing his hat.
Yeah. Yeah. But so he goes there, and then Jug's like, hey, this is a bad time. You gotta leave. You gotta leave.
The serpents are coming over.
And the serpents show up. They're like, oh, look at this Northsider. Yeah. You know, like Sweet Pea. I don't know. So then we get where they are talking, and Archie's a little disturbed by the fact that Jughead's about to join the Serpents, because he's like, are you with these guys now?
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know what they did to Dilton, and like they stabbed him and like beat us up and got in a fight with all of us. And then that's when Jughead is like, yeah, you know, I'm just trying to do what I can. And then Archie lays down the bad news, but Archie's a little perturbed by the whole thing.
I have to ask you guys here a question, because there's one line that really kind of stood out. So Archie's in front of Jughead.
Yes.
And then all the serpents are behind. And then Archie's complaining, and Jughead goes to him, no, 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 it's not what you think.
Right.
What do you guys think he meant by that? Because he's kind of taking a chance if he's like, oh, I'm just doing this so I could keep them in line.
Right.
They're right behind him.
Yeah.
If I was like Sweet Pea and everything, I'd be like, what do you mean it's not what he thinks?
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean, man?
It's not what he thinks. He just said you're joining the Serpents, and you're like, oh, it's not what you think.
Yeah.
Well,
what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know why they didn't ask him, like, why.
I think they were too pent up seeing Archie there.
Yeah, that they.
But
it went over their heads. Me as a
viewer, like, I'm looking at them like, what do you mean it's not what I think?
Yeah. And because we know as the audience.
I know what. Yeah.
Like, we know the meaning, like, why Jughead wants to join, but we don't know, you know, like Archie doesn't know, and the serpents just think Jughead wants to join them because of his father being, like, the king of the serpents at one point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it all makes sense, right? But, like, to Jughead, the underlining meaning is not known except for Tony.
Yeah.
Is the only one that really knows. But anyways, Archie's like, hey, Betty doesn't want to see you anymore. The last couple of weeks, she's been really torn up about telling you, but she wanted me to tell you, right? He's like, this is impossible. We just went to Pop's yesterday and we had a burger and everything seemed great, right? We were so happy. He's like, well, things change, man, you know? So Archie leaves, and that's when we get – they're having this fundraiser – the lodges, and everyone's there. We have Josie and the Pussycats performing with Veronica.
Yeah.
Cheryl shows up, and Cheryl is kind of taking a liking to Nick St. Clair a little bit.
Yeah.
And you can see that there's this like flirtatious thing going on.
Yeah.
And so Nick, while the Pussycats are performing, he like slips something in her drink.
Yeah.
And then tries to, he roofies Cheryl and then tries to take advantage of her.
Yeah, in his hotel room. And then V sees him bringing her up to his hotel room, and then her and the Pussycats go in there and break it up before anything happens.
And not only break it up, but they kick the crap out of Nick St. Clair.
Yeah.
They like kick his butt. Yeah.
So here's a question. How did they know?
Because they saw her.
Oh, well, yeah, Veronica. Okay, so
I may have missed this.
Oh, okay, so Veronica sees where Cheryl's kind of like getting like woozy. You know what I mean? And then, so like she kind of has like that gut feeling like, oh, she's friends with Nick. So she probably knows that
she knows him,
Nick probably has a history or something. You know what I mean?
She continued to be friends with him, though.
That's the thing, but
I don't know. We don't know.
But so she
just
kind of
seems like
there.
An open ended thing because people get trashed and do that all the time.
Right.
No, well, not saying I'm not absolving him from anything.
But if they both
got trashed and then they all like four people just go up there and beat the heck out of someone.
Well, she even said like, "I should have known because he did. He probably did this in the past under my nose."
Right.
She even says that.
Yeah. And he comes on really strong to her after everyone leaves the party.
Yeah.
And that makes her feel uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she just knows Nick is a sleazeball.
Yeah. Seems like there's not enough evidence to... They're right.
Right. They're right. No, and they walk in on him almost like on top of Cheryl.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they just beat the crap out of him. But you're right. Like, it's like... Oh, what the heck is he doing? But they probably trusted their gut feeling about Nick.
Well, I mean, they were right.
Yeah.
Like so, I said again, he's a jerk in this one.
Yeah, so they kick the crap out of him.
Yeah.
But
all the Pussycats do.
they're the best. Yeah, they're all like taking turns kicking him. And I'm going to get to something about that particular scene. But anyways, the episode ends with Betty getting a call from the Black Hood. And he's like, give me a name of someone I should hurt, like should kill.
Yeah.
And of course, she looks in the mirror and she kind of like debates it. And then she's like,
this is in retaliation because she's talking to Archie.
Right. And so she gets... Like, she's like, okay, listen, Nick St. Clair. Like, she gives that name because she just found out all this info about, you know, like, Nick. And she kind of makes up with Veronica. And she's like, I'm really sorry, but, I'm sorry I did that. And then, because everyone likes Cheryl, you know, and in one way or another, even though Cheryl can be a little tough to handle, but like everyone likes her, you know, she's like actually really good friends with the Pussycats and everything. So, but the episode ends and she gives Nick St. Clair up. Yeah. Like she's like, okay, I'll give you a name, Nick St. Clair. Cause he sucks. Like he's not.
Well, and he's like, oh, if you don't tell me, I'm going to kill Polly. And she's like, oh, Nick St. Clair.
Yeah. Also during the initiation, there's like a song playing. I'll get to that too.
Yeah.
But, during the whole, you know, scuffle between Cheryl and Nick St. Clair and the Pussycats.
Yeah.
We cut over to Jughead and he's got the final test, which, up until this point, he had to memorize all the laws.
Yeah. Rules and regulations.
Yeah. He had to handle the beast, which is hot dog.
Yeah.
And then now he had to just get beat up by the serpents.
Yeah.
They all take turns hitting him, like punching
him.
Yeah. So that's basically...
Punch him with brass knuckles and...
Yeah, Sweet Pea's like, I got brass knuckles. Boom, and he hits him in the face.
What were your favorite parts of the episode?
Oh, okay, so...
I think mine was actually one that we didn't really go into.
Oh, what was it?
I like when Howard, I think that's... Or Hal.
Hal.
When Hal's talking to Hiram and they're talking about how Betty Cooper's not coming in and then she comes in with this, like, crazy thing.
Alice
Cooper. Yeah. She comes in with this crazy dress, and it kind of looks like it's a serpent necklace, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That she comes in with, and she's just like, everybody's just like...
They're like, thunder!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're just looking at her, and she's just, like, walking through, and then Hal's like, what? And she's just like...
Grabs the glass.
Yeah.
She was not like, now, Hal. Shut up, Hal.
I was just like, that's guts.
Yeah.
That's kind of where Betty gets it from this entire...
entire
season.
Yeah, I do like that moment between Hal and Hiram, too. I don't know. I'm a Hal mark. Like, I actually really like Hal a lot.
I like Hal. I like the whole cast.
He always, like, tweets at us, too.
The actor, Lachlan Monroe, is just awesome. He's been awesome in everything I've ever seen him in. Exactly. Scary Movie, Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah.
Like, he's always been great.
Dead Man on Campus. Mm-hmm. Like, he was awesome in that. But, no, Lachlan Monroe... tweets us a lot on like our podcast Twitter. Yeah, so it's always cool, him and Alice, like, they always like our stuff. And so Machen Amick is her real name, but yeah. So anyways, so I'm a Hal mark, so anything with Hal I'm normally on board with.
Yeah.
I do like Archie a lot, but Archie kind of let me down, like, during the whole scene where he takes drugs just to impress Veronica, you know what I mean? But so I'm kind of like, well, that's not really Archie, it's-esque. But I always like Archie a lot, and Jughead is kind of like the stuff with Jughead I really liked.
Like, I all like the Jughead stuff. A lot. This season specifically, I hated him. You know, I hated him all last season.
Which is bonkers. I can't believe it.
I love Jughead.
I think he's annoying. But I like him this season.
So we'll go into the Easter eggs. So Nick Sinclair is a character from the comics. Also, we get where V says the classic line, Archiekins. She calls Archie Archiekins.
Yeah.
So we also have the appearance of Hot Dog, which, like I said before, is from the comics. It's Jughead's dog.
Yeah.
And then also... we get a song from Imagine Dragons when Alice enters. It's called Thunder.
Yeah.
Great song. Yeah. Very, very, very good. Actually, it matched up with the moment perfectly. But one thing I wanted to talk about really quick, and this is kind of long, it involves Rosario Dawson. The next 5 minutes is, like, all about Rosario Dawson. But,
right?
Yeah.
I like her.
So Josie and the Pussycats sing the song Out Tonight during the whole, like, fundraiser thing, and which is a song from the Broadway play Rent. So in 2005, they made the movie Rent.
Yeah.
Like, they made it into a movie.
Yeah.
And it starred Rosario Dawson playing the character Mimi.
Yeah.
So in that movie, she sings the song Out Tonight.
Okay.
Right? Now, here's where it comes back. Like, this is why I bring it up. Because in 2001, they made a Josie and the Pussycats movie.
She's in that, yeah.
And she plays Valerie in that movie. So I thought that was a really cool, huge, like, circle. I know, it's crazy, but...
Yeah, it all came full circle.
But it doesn't end there. So there's this other Rosario Dawson connection with Josie and the Pussycats. So... Josie and the Pussycats, along with Veronica, beat up Nick Sinclair.
Yeah.
And it's in a very similar fashion to the way Rosario Dawson and three of her friends beat up Kurt Russell in the movie Death Proof. Because they're all taking turns kicking, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is like a shout out to Rosario Dawson. Like, it's so weird.
Next one named Death Proof, too.
What's that?
Isn't the next episode named that?
Yeah, so the next episode that we're going to... Yeah, it's called Death Proof.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that so cool?
Yeah.
So I know it's like a lot of like Rosario Dawson talk right there.
I like her, though.
But yeah, no,
she's a good actor.
But yeah, not only was she a Josie and the Pussycat, but the Josie and the Pussycats like kind of relive a moment where they beat up a guy who tries to like take advantage of them. You know what I mean? So it's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I
think a lot of people would probably say Clerks 2 is her best. I loved her in The Run.
No, you know what I like her in? 7 Pounds with Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
She's amazing in that.
I think she's fantastic.
I've always been a big, big fan. Like, I feel like she's just great in everything. She's really involved with the Marvel shows right now. Like, doing, like, Daredevil and, what do you call it? Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's been showing up in all of those shows. Even Jessica Jones. I forgot. She's
in that too. Yeah.
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 So she's been a big part of like the Marvel Netflix series and stuff. But I guess, and that's all the Easter eggs we have. So I guess we could go to the plugs.
Plugs, yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, okay. Go ahead, plug, bud.
Okay, thank you. Did you wake up today and think, I want to donate tonight to a worthwhile cause? Was it followed by a disappointing look after you checked your current bank statement? Well, you're in luck. There are no shortages of free ways to do good today. Only one requires your name, and you could lend your support to saving the last 30 critically endangered red wolves from extinction. The Fish and Wildlife Service are trying to allow them to be hunted. So if you want a free way to do good today, or you just feel so ardently about saving a species Representative Guleyev coined as American as the bald eagle, go to nywolf.org for more information. Once again, that's nywolf.org. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. That was a great professional plug. I loved it, man.
Thank you. It would have been better if it was on my phone and my chicken scratch of handwriting didn't get in the way.
No, that was great. I love when you come on, and I'm glad you use your plug for such a good cause. And yeah, guys, if you get a chance, please sign it. I signed it. Ross, did you sign it yet?
Not yet, but I will.
Oh, Ross. See, Ross. We're waiting on Ross.
So here's the thing. I'm not going to make like too long of a pitch on this, but the Fish and Wildlife Service are trying to hunt essentially them from extinction and trying to get around the ESA.
Yeah.
And there is a webinar that will be coming on. So if you don't feel comfortable, that you feel confident that you want to sign it and you want to save them, but you don't know necessarily what to say, Ross is actually going to give you an email a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you kind of want to see what you're going to be signing, what we could do is we could forward you a link so you can RSVP to a webinar. I believe it's going to be next Wednesday. And we can get you that information, and you know, you can see what's going on, and you know, we could give you a little bit of a framework on what to sign, and hopefully we can stop the Fish and Wildlife Service from killing these wolves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Remember, just extinct is forever, so.
Yep.
That's as true as it gets.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and like, if you guys get a chance, just please sign it, and then it would help everybody.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, everyone. Because Chris is very passionate about this cause. I signed it. I'm passionate about it. And that's why I love having Chris come on to talk about it, just to make it, like, more aware.
And we only have until July 31st to get it done.
Yeah.
After that, the public comment is over. And I'm sitting here in my nice little wolf shirt, so...
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed it.
You can't see it, but it's an awesome shirt.
Maybe I'll take a picture of it and share it on Twitter. So Ross, go ahead, bud.
Okay.
If you want to plug some.
Here's our plugs. You can follow us on Twitter at RiverDudesPod. My personal page is at Recovery108. You can follow us on Instagram at RiverDudesPodcast. And we are very happy to announce that we are now available on Spotify. So if you want to listen to us on Spotify, we're on there now.
Yes.
We are also available on Google Podcasts now. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to email us. We have an email now. It's at RiverDudesPodcast or the RiverDudesPodcast at gmail.com. Or you can contact us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Thanks for all your support.
And guys, one more thing before we go too, that was, like, you brought up, and I was like, we are like, me and one of my friends, we are doing, like, original art each week that we are posting on Twitter and on our Instagram. And it's me and my friend Dave, and we'll draw out some, like, original artwork that goes along with each episode. So you'll see in the next few days I'll post, a picture that goes, like, as a companion piece for, today's episode. But as far as that goes, I guess all we could say is
River Dudes out!